Sleuth's Mystery Entertainment presents Robert J. LeBlanc's Motive, Means, Opportunity. Brought to you by Maine Repertory Theater, the home for original comedy. And by Somerset Abbey. So much more than just music and comedy, it's an experience. Tonight's episode, The Game's Afoot.
So it looks like this Locke fellow orchestrated the whole thing.
That's what it appears, sir.
Imagine being so cruel and callous that you'd have a ready list of folks with enough motive to commit murder.
It's hard to fathom. Let's put on the next record, see where this leads.
You do that. I'm grabbing a cup of Joe. Would you like one, Bobby?
I'm guessing this'll be a long night. You better just grab the whole pot. So I guess this is the lounge?
That would explain the bar. Speaking of which, fetch me an old-fashioned, will you, Maxie?
Of course, Abby. I could use a drink myself.
Why do you think he...
Because he's an arrogant buzzard, that's why. He's a manipulative monster. The trick is to not let it bother you.
It's hard not to let something like this bother you. I can't believe I'm related to that troglodyte.
So, what do we do now?
We play along, see what happens, and try to stay alive.
Sure, great. Sounds like a plan.
Isn't there any other way off of this island?
Well, we used to have boats until my father had to sell them off.
We could swim.
We'd never make it, not in October. The water here is so cold, you'd die from hypothermia before you'd reach the halfway point.
Frederick was right. No phones anywhere.
Well, I say we look around. Better off seeing the layout of this place, especially since it looks like it's going to be a long night.
Good idea, kid. I have to find a ladies' room anyway. My teeth are floating.
All right, then. We all go together.
Shouldn't we divvy up the weapons from the foyer?
Why? You looking at using any?
No. But what if someone else is? Frederick got us here to kill him, but he also set up our own deaths, too. And if I know Frederick, when that bridge is lowered, he'll be the only one walking off this island.
She-Wolf's right. I'm grabbing some protection.
Not without me!
Now wait a minute. We're all a lot safer if we leave them here. But what we should do is check to see if they're still there. At least that way we know where they are.
Well, you heard the man. To the foyer.
They're still here, and this is right where we'll leave them.
Hold on, Max. We're talking about our lives here.
Abby, I know. I'm just as nervous about this as you are, but think about it. Frederick set us up to not trust anyone. If we take the weapons, we need the weapons. Get it?
Fine. I guess we just do what Frederick says and see who gets out of this alive.
You'll be fine. I'm gonna head down to the bridge and see if I can get the attendant to lower it. I suggest everyone else does what Frederick says and head to their rooms. We'll meet down here later. In the meantime, I need to take this.
I thought you said no weapons.
I did. Without the bullets, a gun is just a hunk of steel. Now stay safe. If I don't return, don't look for me.
Max! Be careful.
I will. Trust me.
I guess we should all do what he said.
Okay. Who's going first?
Don't look at me!
I have to be honest. I'm scared.
We go together, like Max said.
So this is where this door leads. Back to the lounge. Someone's coming through the other door. I better watch through the crack in this one.
It's better if this poison isn't left out. Ah, here it is. I'll just put this in my pocket for safekeeping.
Someone else is coming. Too many people here for me. I'm out of here.
Hello?
I can't be caught in here. Then again, I can't let this wine go to waste either.
Hello? I could have sworn I heard someone in here. No one? Now, where can I find... Ah! This knife will work just swell.
Hello? Is anyone here?
Hello? Have these boxes been moved?
I knew you couldn't be trusted.
What? This isn't how it looks.
Sure.
Will you stop it? I'm serious! The knife and poison are missing.
Well, I guess the arms race is on.
What are you doing with that bottle, hmm?
Nothing. I found it on the floor in the hall and figured I'd return it.
And you say I couldn't be trusted. The poison is missing, and here you are with a bottle of wine.
I'm telling the truth, Amanda.
Well then, I guess we're in the same boat. Listen, Abigail. I have an offer to make.
I'm listening.
I know we don't much care for each other. Though, for the life of me, I can't figure out why.
I've found you in bed with my husband.
How was I supposed to know he was your husband?
I introduced you to him not 2 hours before.
Details. I'm offering you a truce.
What? Do you think I'm going to kill you?
I'm not sure, but I figure if we team up, it's a way to stay alive.
Amanda, I know you're a little slow at times, but last time I checked, we hate each other.
That's why you're the only one I can trust. I already know where you stand. Besides, if either of us ends up dead, the other one is the prime suspect. The way I see it, I keep you from getting killed. I'm better off.
You have a point.
Besides, if we're the last two, I have no qualms with splitting the 10 million.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that. You have a deal. What are you doing?
I'm just taking this wrench. You said it yourself. The arming has started. I'm just grabbing some protection.
Fine. Some protection it is, then.
What are you doing with that revolver? It has no bullets.
A piece of steel is a piece of steel. I may not be able to use it the way it was intended, but it's still far heavier than that pipe.
You hear that?
It's probably just your nerves.
Either way, I am not taking any chances. Let's get out of here.
Amanda.
Yeah?
Leave the bottle.
Oh, right.
If you like competitive comedy game shows, check out Balderdash Academy. Watch real competitive comedy from a real fake school. Find us on YouTube or your favorite podcast service.
Meet the characters of Balderdash County in Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge. You've heard the game show. Now you can go behind the scenes as you meet the students and faculty of our fine school. Unlock the mysteries of the centuries-old buildings, or even go outside the school grounds to meet the denizens of the village of Balderdash. Character, comedy, and mystery abound in Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge every other Wednesday on your favorite podcast service.
Hello? Max? Charlie? What is this bottle doing here? Where are all the other...
I told you before, shall deal with it when all are present.
It's Frederick. I need to hide. Oh, there isn't anywhere to hide. Oh, under the table it is. Without the bottle. Put the bottle back, Christine.
You have really outdone yourself this time, Locke.
Oh, Max, I'm flattered.
You're not telling us everything, are you?
Max, you've grown paranoid in your old age.
You offered $10 million to anyone willing to go through with mass homicide.
So?
It's not paranoia if people are actually trying to kill you. Besides, it doesn't make sense.
Max, not everything is a puzzle you can just put together. Maybe this is exactly what I said it is.
No, that doesn't make sense either. If this was just an elaborate plan to get rid of your enemies, you could have knocked us off one by one. You've proven tonight you've gotten away with murder before. This could be a way to commit suicide, but suicide's not like you. There's no profit in being dead now. I haven't figured out, but I will.
Max, you're tense. I understand that. You need a drink, and I just so happen to have some wine ready. Ah, here's what I was looking for, the bottle of 1920. What in the world?
Damn the wine, man. Let's go see what's causing that racket.
All clear. I can get out from under here now.
How was I supposed to know it was a mirror?
Good question. Could it be? Oh, I don't know. Because it's your house.
Leave him alone, Locke. The kid just had a pretty bad scare.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. He was just a little startled, that's all.
What happened?
The brain surgeon here saw his reflection in a mirror and screamed like a child.
I thought it was Frederick coming after me. I screamed and tripped. When I looked behind me, no one was there.
No one but a mirror.
I know what I saw, and it wasn't my reflection. Do you honestly think that I could confuse my reflection for Frederick?
Charlie, Frederick was in here with me. There could be no way it was him. Honestly, I think it's just your nerves.
Of course it is. How about a nice drink to relax us? Here we go. It's a Pinot Noir. I always thought it went well with death, don't you think? A little sip before we begin. A toast to me.
Maybe Charlie really did see someone. I'm gonna go check it out.
Right behind you, sweetie.
I'm coming with you.
I'll stay under this table.
If you think I'm staying here with the madman and Boy Wonder, you're delirious. I'm going to.
Fine, just keep up.
And so it begins. That's odd. It tastes... Oh, clever.
Mr. Locke? I can't see anything under this tablecloth. Let me just... Oh, you've fallen. Here, Mr. Locke, I'll... Wait. You haven't fallen. You're dead.
Oh my goodness, Charlie!
And Frederick. He's dead.
This is too much. I need a drink.
Don't drink that!
Why not?
We have to assume it's poisoned.
Poisoned?
I'm gonna take a guess and say that Frederick didn't die of a heart attack. Let me see. No bullet or stab wounds, and we weren't gone long enough for someone to strangle him. That only leaves one possible option.
Electrocution?
Charlie, sweetie, don't help.
Poison. My guess is it's the wine. I'll have to go check it out. First, we'll need to find a place for the body. Charlie, you have anywhere we can store him?
For how long?
At least until the bridge is lowered and we can get off of this godforsaken place.
Well, there's the old cold storage in the basement. It's only used for big parties. It should be empty.
All right, that'll do. Christine, why don't you collect the wine glasses and put them on the table with the other weapons, which seem to have disappeared. We'll deal with that little mystery later. Charlie?
I'm confused. What do we do next?
Let's search Locke's pockets.
Abby?
What? Oh, come on. He's dead. The least we can do is see what he has.
This is a murder investigation now, Abby. I shouldn't even be moving the body. I just figured it's the best in the current situation.
Fine. I guess I'll go see what there is in the kitchen. I know I'm going to need a drink after this, and I always drink better on a full stomach. Come on, Christine. You can wash my back.
Okay, Mrs. Bancroft.
Miss, love. After the first one, I never deemed it necessary to dilute my self-worth through marriage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought, because you were so...
I'm so what?
Worldly.
Nice save.
I just thought since...
Let's quit while you're ahead, shall we? We'll bring back something for the rest of you, too.
Good idea. It'll be good to get some food we know isn't tainted. Amanda, you gonna be okay?
I'm not sure if I want to celebrate or cry. It's a weird feeling.
Well, why don't you check the records and see if you can pick out some music to ease the tension. Now, Charlie... Come help me with the body.
What? But he's dead. Like a corpse. Exactly like a corpse. I'm sorry. I make a point of not touching dead people.
Charlie, you're the only one who knows where the cold storage is.
Fine. But I get the feet. Hernias can kill.
Oh, Freddy, you big, dumb fool. Here's to you, Freddy. Here's to you.
Join us next week for part 3 of Motive Means Opportunity, A Murderer Among Us. And remember to play along at home. See the instructions in the description for details of how you can ask questions of our suspects directly, gather clues, and see if you can solve the mystery. At Sleuths Mystery Entertainment, you hear the show, play the game, and solve the mystery. Good night, folks. Audio and text copyright 2020 by Robert J. LeBlanc. All rights reserved. No part of this recording may be reproduced without express written permission from the author.
Hi, this is Bob. I'm the owner of Sleuths Mystery Entertainment. This podcast was adapted and recorded during the coronavirus pandemic of 2020. It was performed in our own homes on the 14th, 15th, and 20th of April via Zoom. The company, writers, and performers volunteered their time to bring this mystery to life. They used whatever equipment they had on hand during the quarantine to participate. The audio qualities may vary between performers. If you would like to tip your performers, a Venmo account has been created at Sleuths Mystery. All tips will be split equally among the 8 performers. The interactive portion of this production runs from the 22nd of April to the 19th of May, 2020. After that time, all clues will be made public through our distribution channels. New installments of Robert J. LeBlanc's Motive Means Opportunity are available on Wednesdays. Tune in and listen at your leisure. We are on Facebook and YouTube as Sleuths Mystery Entertainment, or your favorite podcast service as Sleuths Mystery Radio. Next time on Robert J. LeBlanc's Motive Means Opportunity.
Frederick was poisoned.
Someone poisoned Frederick's glass?
Worse. The bottle was poisoned.
Hmm. So, that means...
whoever the killer is, they tried to poison all of us.
I can't believe you stuck your nose into a dead guy's mouth. Do you know how many lethal germs are on a dead body?
I did what I had to do, Charlie.
What other disturbing tricks did you learn in prison?
How did you know I learned that in prison?
What?
I never mentioned where I knew the Viper from. You've listened to Sleuth's Mystery Radio. Hear the show. Play the game. Solve the mystery.